It's time now for a check of the Farm Word Cooperative Grain Market Analysis. Each week, Jalen Petick joins us to give us analysis on what's going on in the grain markets and what you, the owner-operators, need to do to prepare for the coming week. We bring in Jalen Petick. Back on the Farm Word Cooperative Grain Market Analysis. Jalen, how's it going?
Oh, it's going pretty good, Dustin. How are you?
You know, doing all right. It looks like we're actually going to get about, what, a day and a half or 2 days before the rain starts again, so we can actually get some field work done, huh?
Yeah. It looks every morning I check the check the extended forecast. It looks like they're bringing the rain down just a little bit, so hopefully we get down to nothing by the time Saturday rolls around.
That would be nice. So the big USDA report came out about an hour and a half ago, almost 2 hours ago from the what kind of numbers are we seeing? What is it doing?
You know, it for the first time in a while, I can say it on here that the report was actually pretty good. You know, we're seeing a really good reaction from beans here, you know, so far earlier in the session after the report. You know, we'll have to see where we close at the end of the day. Sometimes you see things a little over-exaggerated, and by the time the dust settles and the cash prices come out, it didn't do a whole lot. But as of, you know, right away, we're seeing early reactions of beans up about 28 cents or so, corn, you know, up 7 in that range. And what you saw from the report, you know, the big things we were coming in watching was yield, and we're also watching planted acres in this report. So, you know, the friendly one for sure was beans. Starting with beans, you know, last month we were at a 49.9 yield. Expecting about a 50 was the trade average. Well, we came in at 49.5. So we had a surprise reduction in bean yields, which helps your balance sheets. As far as planted acreage goes, you know, matching up with the FSA data, we were expecting 750,000 acres or so added on. Well, we got about 800,000 more acres of beans coming in than we had in the last report. The other thing that you come in with is taking in our stocks from our last September grain stocks report. That helps lower the balance sheet. So what you're seeing, ending stocks, last month we were at 475 million bushels expected at the end of this next calendar year, and now after this report we're showing 430, which gets your stocks to use under 10%, which is key. You know, if we can keep building on this, keep getting strong demand here going forward, you know, that's a helpful report. That's why you're seeing a big reaction right away. Now, the interesting thing on the other side is corn. Actually, corn was not a bullish report by any means. On the yield side, you're seeing last month we were at 169.9. Last year's record was 174.6, and the trade was expecting, you know, maybe just a touch higher on corn, you know, fractionally higher. We raised it almost 2 bushels an acre to 171.8. So they're expecting a corn crop that's less than 3 bushels off their last year's record crop. So definitely a big statement there by USDA, thinking there's definitely some big yields out there. The thing that helped on the acreage side, we reduced corn acres by about 400,000 planted acres there, so that helps helps the blow on the balance sheet there. So your ending stocks actually comes out to about the same as it was last month. You know, still large stocks. But the thing that kind of surprised the trade there is that yield. You know, we'll see by the end of the session how that works. Corn kind of got held up by the 20-day moving average at 351 right after the report. It seemed like it just didn't have enough life getting drugged by beans there, but it did break through that. So now, you know, within the hour after the report, you're seeing a pretty good reaction from corn. We'll have to see if it lasts into the end of the day and the end of the week here with harvest coming up. So
now going forward, what can we expect?
Yeah, going forward, I think, you know, take the numbers at the end of the day, see if they close above some key resistance points. You know, obviously the highs now have broken through some key resistance points, but closes are almost more important. Beans, we broke through 987, looks like, on the November contract. So now next stop, $10. Can we get through that $10 range on the beans? That'll be a key one. You know, if we can, maybe our seasonal lows are in. You know, usually your seasonal lows on beans come between October 3rd and about October 10th. This year we thought maybe they'd be a little later, just with the later harvest. But, you know, after this week, going into next week's progress report, the nation should be about half done with beans, so maybe we start turning the corner. But the thing to watch going forward on beans is going to be watch that slow stochastic. It's going to, you know, a big day like today is going to bump it into overbought territory pretty quick, and at some point here it'll be due for a pullback. On corn, I'd watch the 358 area. If we can take that out on December corn, then 362 after that. Interesting to note that before the report today, on the slow stochastics, corn was in oversold territory. It was due for a bounce. We got a report that was even a little bearish, and we still, you know, we bounced up higher. So it's interesting how it doesn't really matter where the news comes from or how it gets there. Those indicators like to show temporary bottoms or tops in the market, so it's going to be something to watch going forward. But I would say watch those numbers and see where we close at the end of the day.
All right, Jill, we'll keep an eye on things, and we'll talk to you again next week and see how it pans out.
Sounds good. Thanks, Dustin.
That's been a check of your Farmward Cooperative Grain Market Analysis. Tune in again next week when Jalen joins us to let us know what's been changing in the grain markets.